Welcome to the September 1st sermon from Clifford Baptist Church, 635 Fletcher's Lovell Road in Amherst. Today's scripture is Ruth chapter 3, verses 10 through 18, and the sermon is entitled, The Plan of Redemption Revealed, delivered today by Pastor Jeffrey Campbell.
Every person that you run into, whether they're sitting in an air-conditioned church building, or whether you meet them on the street, or whether they're in Walmart when you're there, every person that you look at and that you walk by is dealing with something. And praise God that we do have Jesus that helps us deal and work through those issues. And I'm grateful for an opportunity to take God's word today. And here's my prayer, even in the book of Ruth, as we turn there together, my prayer is that you see Jesus on the pages in the Old Testament book of Ruth. Take your Bibles, Ruth chapter number 3. Maybe this is your first Sunday joining us. I want you to know this is sermon number 6 in the series. There are 2 more to go. But in this series, very quickly, I could have probably preached it in 5 minutes. Very quickly, and that is this. There was a family. They were famined. They went to the far land. And in that far land, they experienced something that many of you have experienced. They experienced loss and death. And in that period of their life, there is a woman that rises out. Her name is Naomi. She loses her husband. She loses her 2 boys. And she realizes, I need to go back home. Home being Bethlehem, Judah. And she goes back home taking one of her daughter-in-laws with her. That daughter-in-law, her name is Ruth. And just like the Hallmark movie could have predicted, guess what? Ruth meets a man in the field working, and that man catches his eye, and Boaz is his name. Boaz sees Ruth, inquires about her, and gets more information, sees that she's a hard worker, and wants to know more about this lady, so he begins to ask questions. He connects her to Naomi, a woman in town, and now he is beginning to get that feeling about her that, hey, there's something special about this girl. Any of you guys ever had that feeling? There's something special about this girl, right? All right, I'm making sure we're on the same page. Now, last week we seen where Naomi and Ruth, they come up with this plan, this crazy plan. In the middle of the night, Naomi says, here's what you need to do, Ruth. You need to get yourself a bath, and you need to look presentable. And you need to get yourself down to that threshing floor, that dirt floor, and at the right time, remember, that's the key, at the right time, you need to reveal yourself and make known your wishes to this man. How many of you women know that sometimes you got to tell your men what to do? I didn't get the first amen. I'm surprised. Don't give your amen now. No, you had your chance. Okay. All right, moving along in that story. Moving along in the story, here's the plan. In the middle of the night, Ruth sneaks in and she lays down at Boaz's feet. And in the middle of the night, when he rolls over, he is greeted by Ruth. And his very theological question, who are you? Like, what are you doing here? And last week we seen where Ruth basically proposed to Boaz and said, will you marry me? That doesn't happen. But that happened in the Bible. And so last week we left off our scripture in the middle of the night with Ruth asking Boaz, will you marry me? And so that's where we're picking up scripture today. So hopefully that catches anyone up visiting today as we pick up scripture today in Ruth chapter number 3. As we see this play out today, here's what I'm asking you to look for. Look for Jesus. That's all I want you to look for. Look for Jesus. As we talk about the title of this message, The Plan of Redemption Revealed. The Plan of Redemption Revealed. Look at verses 10 and 11 as we read together Ruth chapter number 3. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followedest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know thou art a virtuous woman. Point number one today, as we think of our title, The Plan of Redemption, is this. There is a worthy woman. There is a worthy woman. I'm going to step out and say this, and I'm going to acknowledge something that maybe I didn't acknowledge for the past five sermons, and that is this. I believe sometime in that field that the beauty of Ruth caught the attention of Boaz. And I believe in her beauty, it was not necessarily a physical beauty. We saw last week that Naomi had to instruct Ruth to take a bath and to clean up. So I don't know that it was necessarily a physical beauty. Now, here's what I want to stop and say. It's not in my notes. That is this. If physical beauty is all you are counting on in a relationship, it will fail you. Don't think God has sent someone to you because he or she looks good. All right, come to me for more marital advice and dating advice, okay? But here's what I want to say. There has to be a physical attraction. But there's also something that I have not told you that I believe this is a fact as well. Is Boaz is a little bit older. He has a few years on this young lady. But I want you to know that how many times when you set a man down and you begin to talk to him, or maybe you startle him in the middle of the night, you get exactly what is on his heart. Boaz didn't say, Ruth, you are beautiful. Here's what the man says. Look at verse number 10. And he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than in the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. So the first thing off of his mind when she says, will you marry me? What is the answer that 99% of people hang on for? Yes. So as we're waiting for that yes, I made you wait a week to see if he would say yes. Here's the first thing that he says. He says in verse number 10, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter. The first thing that he recognizes about this woman is that she is a woman of God. Now remember how this works. She has come from Moab, which hates God, and she has served her mother-in-law and served her well, and she has taken a faith in the God of Naomi. And now here's what Boaz says. The first thing that in the middle of the night, as I am startled, that I notice is that you are a blessed woman of the Lord. My two teenage boys are here today. And the first thing that a dad can tell a son in those teenage years is look for Jesus. That's all I want you to do. When you look at that woman, or when you look for that girl, or when you're looking to me, maybe you're in that stage of your life. Here's my advice. Just look for Jesus. And if Jesus is not there, please and respectfully move along. This woman has caught Boaz by surprise in the middle of the night. She has proposed to him. And the first thing off of his lips is this, you are blessed of the Lord because you have shown kindness in so many ways. And in the latter days, more than those days in the beginning. As Boaz sees this in her life, she is a kind woman, but that kindness has a root and it is rooted in God. The people that we are, Christians, should be rooted in God. We don't do it because it's right or because it gets us places or it gets us the girl or the guy. We do it right because it is right by God. And people know when you are real and people know when you are fake. And here's what Boaz says. This woman must be real. You are blessed by God. I see it working out in your life. You had the opportunity to follow young men. Look at the end of verse number 10. Boaz says this, that you did not follow those young men, whether they be poor or rich. Boaz says this, you stayed in my field. You could have found another man. There were men that were far more richer and far more poor, and yet you stayed in my field. You are blessed by God. But in verse number 11, he says this, "And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest." Here's what he says next. The second thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to do exactly what you ask me to do. Women, underline that in your Bible, okay? And next time your husband give you lip, just say, "Hey, remember what Boaz said." I'm just pulling your leg there. Please don't do that. And Terry's downstairs in the nursery. Praise be to God for that. All right. The battle during the night. But here's the battle. Boaz's question is this: "Will you spread your garment over me? Will you take me and protect me as your wife?" And his response is this: "I'm going to do exactly what you ask me to do." And I wrote in my notes, this is greater than a Hallmark moment because it is a God moment. Yeah. Boaz is signifying, "I want to redeem you. I would love to marry you." But it's not just asking for a girlfriend and boyfriend. It's asking to redeem her family's name. So to take all the responsibility and to take on all that quote unquote baggage is what we would label it. Here's what the man says: "I will do it. I want to marry you." And then at the end of verse number 11, he says simply this: "For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Everyone knows that she is a virtuous woman. She has caught not only Boaz's eye, but she has caught the eye of the town. And the townspeople know this woman is a godly woman. Now, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but here's the reality. Not everybody or not all women are virtuous women. And not all men are godly men. So what Boaz identifies here is her character and her moral strength. And in the eyes of Boaz, she is worth redeeming. Now, here's where we tie it to ourselves. What about you? I don't want you to go back to when you first met your significant other or your husband or your wife. I don't want to take you back there. I want to take you back to one place, and that is this. I want to take you back to the place where you met Jesus. And here's my question: were you worth redeeming? Listen to this scripture from Romans chapter number 3, verse number 10. It says this: "There is none righteous, no, not one." I stand before you as a pastor, no better than you, but also honest before you saying this: I am a sinful man, and I did not deserve anything that Jesus did for me. But Romans 5:8 says this, that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So I ask you, are you worthy of redemption? No. But are you worth redeeming? Absolutely, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so as you look at this story of Boaz and Ruth, I hope you see a woman by all her outward signs is worthy of redemption. And Boaz, the willing redemptor, says, "Yes, I will redeem." There's more to the story. Look at verses 12 and 13. "And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman, howbeit..." Can I insert a word there? But. You got to watch out for those buts because they change the story. "Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee. As the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning." What a night. Point number 2, is there still a redeemer near? Just as any good story has to have a hook to keep you on the edge of your seat, this story has definitely the biggest hook there ever has been. Ruth has asked this man, will you marry me? Remember, it's Naomi's plan. Naomi told her to do this. Ruth asked, will you marry? He says, yes, I will do it. But I've got something else to tell you. And that is this. I am not your closest redeemer. And what he is telling Ruth is simply this. Right now, I don't have the right to redeem you. And then I love what he tells her. Verse number 13, just go back and lay down till the morning. Anybody in here ever had a sleepless night? I don't know how any of them could have slept, either one of them. Because here is the reality. Their future is in the balance of the Redeemer's hand. Both of them. One of them wants it and the other says yes, and neither have control right now. Their life is in the hands of the Redeemer. Just lay down and sleep till morning. And the kinsman Redeemer, and just to update a few of you, it was enacted by God that way that the land would not get away from God's people. And also God's people, their families would continue on. And so as this is playing out before Ruth and Boaz, in a very godly way, Boaz steps up and he says this, I can't do it just yet. Now women, if you were in her shoes, you'd be mad at him. You'd be mad at your mother-in-law for sending you to do this. And you'd be mad at God. But here's what I want you to know. There are situations that are out of our control, that we have no control of, that we just got to trust God. And in the middle of the night, it wasn't just a marriage proposal taking place. Here's what I want you to know. God was still at work. And the answer was this, you've got to wait till morning. Just wait a little while. I'm not sure about you, but those periods of waiting are super hard for those, even the strongest of believers. He had to do this. But Boaz, by being honest before Ruth, says this, I don't have the right to redeem. Tonight, or this morning, as we look at that night, I want you to know that Jesus is our Redeemer. Write these couple of scriptures down, and I'm not going to read them for time's sake, but Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 13, and Galatians chapter number 4, verses 4 through 7. It speaks of our Redeemer, whose name is Christ. And I'm grateful for that redemption. And here's what I want you to know. Everybody look at me real quick. I don't know what your story is. Likely it is very different than Ruth and Boaz. But here's what you need to know. A Redeemer is near. When the plans don't work out, there is a Redeemer that is near. You may just have to wait. Look at verses 14 through 16. And she lay at his feet until morning. And she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. And he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her. And she went into the city. And when she had came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. Point number 3 is this. A new day dawns. Look at me real quick. No matter the story, a new day dawns. Morning is coming. As morning comes to this story, you see something happen. They get up way before the sun comes up. And I want to make sure that everybody in this room and everybody watching is on the same page. There was nothing inappropriate taking place here. They got up early in the morning because here's the reality. If the true Redeemer found out that they had made plans, they both would have been in trouble. They have an agreement. And so the true Redeemer doesn't know that they have been working or doesn't see them together. Boaz says you need to get up before the sun rises and you need to go on home. But I'm not going to send you home empty-handed. I'm going to give you 6 measures of barley. I'm going to still give you the food that you need. Better than a dozen roses, ladies, is food. I want you to know that. But here is what Boaz is doing. Boaz is still not only meeting Ruth's need, but meeting Naomi's need. I'm going to say it straight because that's how I shoot. There's sometimes we only worry about the girl or the guy when you got to take the whole package. As this new day dawns, it's more than Ruth and Boaz. And Boaz says this, take this back and let it feed and minister to your family. And I want to do that. And I want you to see what Boaz, even though he doesn't have the okay and he doesn't have the redemption, he's still playing the part. He's still doing the job that the Redeemer does. Taking care of Ruth and taking care of Naomi. But here is my question as I boil it down to this. What do you do when your plans are hanging or hinging on someone else's decision? It's out of Boaz's hands. It's out of Ruth's hands. But here's what I want you to see. It's not out of God's hands. And even when we can't get our minds or our hands wrapped around it, we got to trust it to God. This gets very personal. This sermon was written from a doctor's office. I wrote this sermon sitting alone in a breast clinic waiting for my wife. And I wrote those words and I underlined those words. When it's out of your hands, it's not out of God's hands. And here's what I want you to know. Even in the darkest of the nights and even when our plans are not working out, God is working. They try to sleep. They get up early in the morning. They don't know what to do. But Jesus is at work. Today, if your situation is hard, and you don't have the questions, and you don't know what the plans are, know this, God is at work. What happens, not at the end of the story, but at the end of the chapter. Look at verses 17 and 18. Naomi and Ruth have a conversation, and she said, "These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, go not empty into thy mother-in-law." And then she sat still, or then she said, "Sit still, my daughter, until thou knowest how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he has finished the thing this day." Point number 4 today is there is a matter to settle. There is a matter to settle. As Ruth delivers the barley that not only will help her nourishment, but also for her mother-in-law, Boaz's heart is simply this: I don't want the woman. I'm out to redeem the family. And he's willing to take care of the entirety of this family. And I love the writing from the ESV. And I'm going to share verse number 18 from the ESV with you right now. And here's what that writing reads. She replied, "Wait, my daughter, until you learn how the matter turns out. For the man will not rest, but will settle the matter today." How did Naomi feel coming back home? Empty. Y'all remember that word? Watch what the Redeemer does. Watch what the potential Redeemer does. In verse number 17, "These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law." The Redeemer knows exactly not only how Ruth feels, but how Naomi feels. And he is meeting both of their needs. He's not resting, and I want you to know the Redeemer is not resting. He's going to settle the matter this day, but Boaz has work to do, and he is at work. And he's at work not only in the life of Ruth, but he's also meeting the needs of Naomi so that she will not feel empty anymore. We end our sermon today with the dawning of a new day. and a matter to settle. There's a decision that has to be made, today. What does that look like? Well, you got to come back next week. What are we to learn today? I'm closing my Bible. Please don't close yours. As sin-filled people, we have done nothing to deserve redemption. We are not worthy. Jesus Christ is our Boaz. He has paid the price and stands ready to redeem. He has said yes to your redemption. Redemption hinges on a decision. Do you desire it? Do you desire that redemption in your own life? And the last thing we learn is you must settle the matter today. God is at work. The Holy Spirit is at work. Jesus has paid the cost, the price to redeem. And now it's up to you. Do you want redemption? Job writes these words, I know my Redeemer lives. How many of you can echo those words and say, I know my Redeemer lives? How many of you can echo the words of David that says, the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer? Some of you know the Redeemer and have been redeemed. Here's what I want to tell you. Do not forget it. But there's someone in this room, someone watching on a live stream, either now or will watch later, that needs to settle a matter with their Redeemer. Jesus waits. Just as Boaz, Jesus waits. Today is the day of your salvation. If you do not know Jesus Christ, He went to that cross. He paid your debt and your death for your redemption. Today, will you come and repent and receive by faith the redeeming hand of Jesus? Church member, Christian, believer, today, we leave this sermon knowing that we have a Redeemer. What will we do with that this week? Let's pray. Father God, Lord, thank you. As we complete a chapter in your holy word, God, I pray, Lord, that the story continues. And Lord, I pray that for each believer's life in this room today and that is watching live stream right now. There may have been a season or a chapter that has ended in their life. Maybe they're right in the middle of it and they don't understand and don't know why. But God, you have the answer. My prayer is that you will give the godly strength to those that just need to trust as you pull the night shift yet again and do the work. God, thank you for your redeeming hand and your redeeming love that I believe is for every man and every woman and every boy and every girl. The call today is to redemption. Because I believe Jesus waits. And today is the day to settle that matter. God, work. As we give you this invitation time, work in our hearts as only you can. Redeem those who need it today. I pray.
Clifford Baptist Church invites you to join us for worship every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. For more information about our church, please call our church office at 434-946-0555.